I was actually wanting to listen to the tail end of that so I could hear the DRA number. DRA number. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for, remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Today's guest is Steve from Goleta Valley Paint. He's a paint store, not a paint department. He has served on the national board of the Paint and Decorating Retailers Association, which no one has ever heard of. Currently serves on the advisory committee of the Interior Design Program of Santa Barbara City College. He's lectured before college classes, businesses, civic groups for over 25 years. This year marks the 40th year that Steve and his wife, Colleen, have owned Goleta Valley Paint. They have worked together in the store for decades and are still married. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Steve Ozab.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
Now, you sent me this little bio.
Yes.
And you underlined the word still. You have worked together in the store and are still married. Why did you underline that word?
Sometimes working too closely with a spouse can be detrimental, so it's worked out pretty well for us.
Who, between the two of you, who decides when you're going to repaint a room in the house or stuff? Who makes the decision on which color the paint is?
As is true of the vast majority of situations, it's the wife, the woman, makes that decision.
That makes sense. In 30 years, I've never sold a house to a husband, so I guess you've never sold a can of paint to a husband either.
That's true.
So where did that, you told me that that little signature line that you've created, we're a paint store, not a paint department. You told me that came from a guy named Tony Shea from the old the old Bob Newhart station?
Yeah, yeah. He was instrumental in getting, in having me do informational spots and kind of encouraged me to do a lot of college speaking. And that the actual slogan came from a Home Depot commercial on TV where they said they were a paint store inside of Home Depot. And I said, no, you're not. You're a paint department. And then the light bulb went off and I kind of made that slogan up. And people seem to resonate with people.
And you've never heard from the attorneys for Home Depot?
No.
So you've done a lot. You've coined a lot of expressions over your tenure. You coined paint yourself into a corner.
That's, yeah, I have a... I have a picture on my wall that actually shows people, two ducks painting themselves into a corner. It's, yeah. No, that's an old one. Everybody's heard that one.
You also coined watching paint dry.
Watching paint dry.
Boring as paint dry.
There you go. That is absolutely true. We do that on a daily basis. We watch paint dry, but we use blow dryers to make it go a little faster and microwave. Yeah.
So you own a paint store.
Yes.
And, how does it, when we're going to get into some of the things you do lecture and you've lectured on at colleges, City College, and but just to why you coined that expression, there are paint stores that are name brand paints,
mm-hmm.
like Frazee or,
yeah.
you know. And I was trying to draw an analogy between you and a mortgage broker, you know, as opposed to you walk into a bank. Bank of America, you're going to get their loans where a mortgage broker can shop different loans. So are you shopping and offering different brands of paints?
Yes, absolutely. That's one thing you'll find with independent paint stores is they'll sometimes have more than one line of paint, and they'll cherry pick various lines of primers and paints and things like this where they can really fine-tune their selection as opposed to the name of the paint maker is the name of the store. You tend to get their brand top to bottom. So yeah, it's you find that there's only in Santa Barbara. It's just me and I think the Santa Barbara Paint Depot out on Laguna Street are the only independent paint stores. But it's your mortgage broker was a perfect example, though. They can pick and choose.
Right, right. And so people come in. You know, you ask them what they're painting. Are they painting a house they just bought? Are they painting a house they just put on the market? Are they painting a rental? How do you advise people?
Well, it's that's basically it. Is are you buying or are you selling? And it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that sometimes they'll have their house fixed up better than it's ever been in their entire life, and they're putting it on the market to sell it, and they say to themselves, I should should have done this years ago. The place looks pretty good. But, yeah, if they're buying and selling, if they're buying the house, they'll tend to go a little higher quality, and they want more care taken and so forth. Selling the house, we have what's called an escrow paint job, which is that the paint has to last on the walls until the escrow ink is dry, and so we do see that sometimes. But generally, I think people are pretty good. Santa Barbara, we're a little higher end on our choices, but it is good to paint a house before you sell it because it, believe it or not, the carpet and the paint, change those two, you've deodorized the house. That smell you get when you come home from vacation, you open your door, you walk in the house, that's what other people smell all the time in your house. You're just used to it over a period of time. So you want to deodorize, you get the new paint, new carpet. You don't have to paint the entire house, just paint a room or two here and there, and it takes care of it. It makes the house smell good, smell new.
I will echo that from 30 years in real estate.
There you go.
That most often, you know, paint and carpet, it does shift everything. And your example of coming back from vacation, because people get acclimated to their house, you know, like your spouse. You kind of, you don't know that they smell any differently.
My wife may be listening, so I'm going to handle that.
I didn't mean your spouse. I meant in general.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
we get acclimated, and you live with things, and then someone else walks up and says, you know, your house smells.
Yeah, there you go. And then it puts everything into perspective.
Yeah, so that's definitely. And the other thing you mentioned, I actually remember a client telling me this too, where they were selling a house and they decided to do A, B, and C, and might have included painting, but other things. And they just thought, my God, why didn't we do this when we first moved in? Then it would have been done. We would have enjoyed it. Yeah. And then when we went to sell, it would have been done.
That's exactly true. So we try to tell people, you know, maybe a year or so before you sell the house, go ahead and do your changes, do your upgrades, make it look good, smell good. And then by the time you go to sell, at least you've been living in it for a year when it's pretty good. Don't wait till the last minute. And then just paint some simple thing that will get that nice paint smell in there. And, and then the carpets. Carpets are always the bad ones. Draperies also hold a little bit of the odor, so you may want to think about changing out those drapes.
And drapes are becoming less common, although
it's mostly blinds nowadays.
But there's a house that came on the market, and I think it might be in the $5 to $8 million range. And I got to tell you, lots of drapes.
Yeah.
And so people like that style. It's great. Yeah. My guest Steve Ozab, Goleta Valley Paint. I have a friend Bev who is kind of she's become a little interior designer for herself, landscaping and paint and design and remodeling. And I learned from her that she'll buy a fair amount of paint. She won't just want a swatch. She'll like paint a large percentage of the wall to try to see what the color really looks like. Do you have people do that?
Yes, we do. We recommend a couple things. Instead of just putting small patches on your walls and having this crazy quilt effect by the time you're done, we recommend a large piece of cardboard is pretty good. And you can take that piece of cardboard and move it from the shady side of the room to the sunny side of the room, put it behind the headboard. You can kind of move it around and get kind of a feel for it. But the larger the sample, the better it is, especially if you've got the old color still in your field of vision. It makes it kind of hard to visualize what it would look like if it was painted in its totality with the new color. So it's, big samples are nice. A quart has become more or less the sample size now, instead of these little two ounce cans we used to have.
And a quart would cover kind of square footage?
About 100 square feet on average, interior smooth surface.
So you get a 10 foot by 10 foot piece of cardboard.
Yep.
No, I would think you'd want at least 4 foot by 4 foot.
4 by 4 would be great. You can even get foam core, which is usually 2 feet by 4 feet, which is a pretty good size. And what you do is you paint one side of it, and then, if you have another color, you paint the other side of it. You keep painting reverse sides, otherwise it tends to cup. The cardboard tends to warp in one direction. But that's a pretty good size. And you can stand back and kind of look at it and sort of hold your hands up and kind of cover up your field of vision of the old color. and kind of envision it, and that's a pretty good way of doing it. And then when you get pretty close, then you start putting it on the wall.
You know, I think your appearance on the program is worth that little nugget, because different times of the day, shady wall, sunny wall, and you get to see the paint in many different applications. So I like that.
Yeah, yeah. If people work 9 to 5, they see their house in the morning, they go to work, they come back, it's evening, the sun's going down, and they only really see it at, you know, 12 noon on the weekends. So sometimes when you see the color is important, and specifying colors and so forth, you've got to ask your customer when you're going to be home. But I would generally do it. Your house is going to be seen usually in the daylight hours if it's up for sale. So you want to get a good color that looks good around noon.
What? That's funny. You got like a paint called noon paint,
Nooner paint. Yes, that can mean different things to different people. But yes, absolutely. We want that nooner paint on there. Try to keep the colors a little neutral.
Well, what color to avoid painting your house when you're putting it on the market?
The color with the highest negatives on an exterior is blue. Not to say that a blue house isn't beautiful and can't be, and also on an interior. You kind of want to avoid the super strong colors. If you're going to have a brighter color, something like that, I'd leave that up to the new homeowner, and I would tend to keep it neutral so that when the customer, the prospective buyers looking at your house, they're not staring at the color. The color isn't the big attraction. You want the room size, you want the countertops, you want everything else to be the center of attention.
The pop to focal point. What do you think about painting? And so you say this highest negative. What is this, some kind of a study that was done? Or?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, studies have been done mostly with, you've heard a lot of these with advertising and product placement and so forth, where they agonize over the color of something. Well, it's also been done for houses and so forth by various, generally real estate companies. They want to know what to avoid and so forth. It's just general neutral tones are good. Lighter is better, but pure white, maybe not, with the exception of ceilings. Ceilings can go pure white and they won't look white. They'll look off-white.
I like that look. I did it myself, and it's a nice effect. And a lot of people do paint their ceilings white, as long as the walls aren't black, you know, it's kind of a nice. What do you think about painting, you know, and if people know what they're doing, it looks good. You paint one wall a different color.
Yeah, that's called an accent wall. That's good, especially if you're staging your house where you have furniture already in place. If you've got a headboard and you do an accent wall, say on the headboard wall of the bedroom, that can have a dramatic effect. It could look good, but you got to remember the people buying the house may not have the same color comforter and so forth, a headboard that's going to go with that color. So it makes a good impression, but they're looking at it as to how will this work for me. So I personally like accent walls, and I recommend them all the time. But for someone selling a house, I'd say block it out and go with a neutral tone just to keep it safe.
Steve Ozab, Goleta Valley Paint, is my guest, and we did just get a flag from the FCC, and it's politically incorrect to use the word accent wall, so think of something else. Now, what color to avoid, or what color to never suggest? We were talking and joking about men and women and husband and wives. What color never suggests in the presence of a man?
Oh, yeah, that was my wife's idea. She, whenever she was talking about turning a color a little on the pink side, she had to avoid using that word, because pink has sort of a very negative connotation with men, and instead she would always use the word salmon. And I know there's a difference between pink and salmon, but salmon is a vigorous fighting fish that, you know, goes upstream and has sex and all this, whereas pink reminds the guy of holding his wife's purse out in front of a dressing room, you know, waiting for or something. So it challenges his masculinity. So always, if you're a woman, you're going to use the word pink. Don't use it. Use the salmon word instead.
The S word. Don't use the P.
Don't use the P word. No, no, no.
Well, that's good. You know, that's good stuff. As my guest Steve Ozab, Goleta Valley Paint. He owns a paint store, not a paint department, in case you haven't heard. you've been doing this for how many years?
Well, we've owned our store for 40 years as of this year. It's been 40 years. So, yeah, we've been along with a lot of the construction companies, real estate companies here in town, the property management companies. We have a lot of friends and customers who have been with us for most of those years or longer in some cases. So there's kind of a small town, Goleta, Santa Barbara. We get to know people, and it's been a pleasure.
You got some employees that have been around a while?
Oh, yeah. I got Carlos is my employee, been there the longest. He's going on 6-7 years now. And I got a new crew of some newer guys that are here. And it's always a challenge bringing them up to snuff, and the education process is pretty lengthy, as you can imagine, with all these different products.
Right, and you're training them.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's ongoing; it never stops.
What about you? Kind of joked about the escrow paint job.
Yes.
But the true advice would be to prep your house well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to have fresh paint the week before. You know,
exactly.
Enjoy it for a year.
Yeah.
Get it all in and enjoy it. What about landlords? They tend to, now, of course, in Santa Barbara, you have some high-end rentals, but
yes.
Is there a landlord paint you sell? Or?
Yeah, we do. It kind of depends on the turnover. With the Isla Vista scene, they're generally going with semi-gloss. It used to be flat paint, Navajo white, used to be the standard. Now it's more like Swiss coffee, white shadow, these lighter tones, and semi-gloss. They're going semi-gloss on all surfaces. Simply because they have students, they're not going to be, you know, kind and gentle to the walls in all cases, and we tend to go with those lighter tones, and we get sort of a medium, low to medium quality paint because it's a repaint, constant repaint. It's not or little touch ups. So as far as, you know, a super good, super scrubbable paint, not so much, because it's something they do to themselves to refresh in the room. They want it to smell good, look good. And so between the paint and the carpet, they're renting nicer areas. And it's good for them because they're using the same color year after year and not having to worry about matching something.
I think we got another alert from the FCC, and if you do paint one wall Swiss coffee, you're allowed to call it an accent wall because, well, it's Swiss, so that's
there
okay.
There you go. You got that.
Now, the semi-gloss, I know, a little easier to clean, you know, around light switches and stuff. Now, the bathroom?
Yeah, same
thing. Well, what about high gloss in the bathroom?
No, we're pretty much staying with the semi-gloss. We do have uses for high gloss. Generally, it would be a commercial area that's subjected to a lot of splashing and cleaning. Semi-gloss is generally okay for residential use. We do have high glosses. We also have a lot of oil-based paints I'd like to recommend out there for bathrooms and kitchens that level nicely. They're beautiful, and they're cleaning up with water. These are the hybrids, and these are very low odor, so they don't have that long, lingering, you know, paint thinnery smell that you used to. So we got a lot of good products.
And do you find consumers directly are willing to go with this oil-based paint that's water soluble versus just the people in the trades?
Yeah, we do. They're very easy to use, very user friendly, and they have, like I say, low odor. In fact, a little less odor than a latex paint. And also, they're very good for things like cabinets, doors, things where there's impact and there's pressure. Where you have a door closing into a door jam, where you have dishes on a shelf pushing down. You don't want that blocking or that sticking when you lift a dish or where you open a door and it sticks. The oil-based paints dry nice and hard, and so you don't get that. And that's called blocking, that sticking effect. And the oil bases are great against blocking.
Well, that's a great tip. Oil-based paint that is a hybrid that is water-soluble, and good applications for that.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Ozab, Goleta Valley Paint, thank you for joining me and sharing some of your tidbits and tips for after 40 years. Goleta Valley Paint's unbelievable. Any last thing I forgot to ask you that you want to add, or do we?
Oh, no. Wow, you covered quite a bit. I'd invite people to give me a call if they have questions. If they have old paint they want reconditioned, instead of taking it out to UCSD, if the paint's still good, we can get it for you. We can strain it, put it in a new container, and give it some more life. Use it up.
Oh, instead of just
throwing it away and buying new. I mean, sometimes it's a good deal to use up all the old paint.
Real quickly, kind of up against the clock, but mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you paint matching.
Yes.
Do people? You can't take a picture.
No,
with your iPhone.
Doesn't work. No, it doesn't. You've got to bring a little sample of the color itself. The pixels on the iPhones and the others they distort a little too much.
You got to get together with the ghost of Steve Jobs and figure out a way to do that. You'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, my guest has been Steve from Goleta Valley Paint. He runs a paint store, not a paint department. What's your phone number?
Phone number 805, of course, 964-8787.
Steve at Goleta Valley Paint, 964-8787. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, bye for
See
now.
Later.
Bye for now and sell later, as my mom has coined. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with something. I'll find something, I promise.